ما عندي مانع اطلع والمحاضرة انتم مسؤولين عنها، ما عندي مانع، بس اصعد للعميد واقول له هيك وما اعطيت محاضرة والسبب كذا وكذا وكذا. فهمتوا؟ بليز. عجيب، ما كفاكم الحكي بنص ساعه هنا زي النحل؟ شو هاي؟ شو هاي؟ على كل طيب، you remember we said there is so many material or so many substances or so many area of exposure that the worker being exposed to in their workplace, and these are, I am sure you know it, physical, chemical, biological, social, psychosocial, and so many other things. We already finished with the psychosocial, and today we are going to have something about the biological hazard, or they call it biohazard. What's biological hazard? Of course, Rajan, please تسكتوا. المرة راح أطلب شيء واحد من العمالة. خليكم على الجنكم. هلا أنا هذا راح أسوي قلم. مش العمالة. مش العمالة. الرئاسة. تكميم الأفواه. Okay. So, what's biological hazard? Biological hazard, it is referred to any or to any organism or organic substances that is secreted from this organism and it causing a harm effect on the human body. Okay. So they call it biohazard also, but generally, biological hazard can be broadly said, it is defined as any risk that comes from the biosphere, and causing a harm effect to the human body. Biological hazard, you know there is a lot of biological hazard. Okay, common biological derived from the environment, a lot of things you know it اصلا يمكن احسن من عندي and include the mold, fungi, harmful plants and any other things. Okay. Now, what's occupational biological hazard? Of course, you know it from the definition. It is infectious agents or hazardous biological material that exert harmful effect or that causing a harmful effect to the worker, either directly or indirectly. Of course, directly causing infection, and you know, indirectly that it will causing contamination of the environment, and so it will affect or it will cause a serious effect on the worker, either by microorganism itself or by the toxic substance of this microorganism. Actually, biological hazard, okay, present the occupational health and safety provisional with the complex challenge. It is very huge problem. It is very, very huge problem. So that's why it's present the occupational health and safety, OHS, provision with the complex challenge. Many and various biological hazards may result in the workplace or from the workplace that will affect the health of the worker and threatening their life. Actually, although that certain person, okay, professional health care provider and agricultural are at a top risk of exposure or at a particular risk of exposure, but every worker in his or her place are being exposed to this source of disease, to the biological agent. Even you, okay? You will be exposed to the biological, so at least person-to-person transmission and disease. You know it even during COVID-19. So, study on biological hazard in the workplace, it is a lacking. There is a shortage of studying the biological hazard in the workplace, although, as I mentioned, it is very huge problem, although there is no single place, no single workplace being free of this hazard. But a study is very, very shortage, or there is a limitation of a study done on this. A study done in Australia, they found that about 19% or taqriban khums, one-fifth of the worker being exposed to the biological agent, three-quarter of them, 75% of them, were reported that they have been exposed to the human body fluid. Just now we said the healthcare provider and the agriculture are at a particular risk of exposure. Okay, so three-quarter of the exposure were among those healthcare worker or healthcare provider. Moreover, according to their study, they divided the area of the exposure, the top two industries that are at particular exposure, they are health care provider and community care services first, and the other situation, the other area is the agricultural, forestry, and fishing. So those are at the top of being exposed to the biological hazard. Generally, as you know, there is three mode of transmission, or there is three route of transmitted of these substances. Of course, the first is respiratory, then contact with the body fluid of infected person or infected animal, and contact with the contaminated object. Okay? So these are the route or the way of causing a disease. And also, of course, the outcome of this this route of transmission, we have either infection, allergy, or we have occurs as a poisoning for the person. So, just now I told you that there is no single place having, or there is no single place free of being exposed to such biological, to any biological agent, even you in your classroom. So, we have to ask, is this work at risk? Yes, definitely. There is no single place without exposure to the biological agent, okay? So every worker is at risk of coming into contact with this biological agent. Sorry, I didn't mention it. However, there are some industry or worker who are more at a risk of exposure, more than the other. These are definitely worker exposed to the body fluid, to the bodily fluid, of course, and if you healthcare worker, personal services worker, dental professional. They are exposed to the bodily fluid. Worker in contact with the live animal, of course, you know that. Animal scientist, breeder, animal breeder, poultry, handling, and so many other farm, of course. Another person or another group, they are workers in contact with the animal product, with the animal products, including butchers, farmers, meat packer, and so many other things. They are in contact with the animal product. Now, worker exposed to the risk of flea, tick, or mite. البراغيث والكراد والما أعرف شو الأخ in Arabic. Including who are they? Firstly, worker, groundskeeper, landscaper, highway maintenance, and many other persons you can see. Worker exposed to the human or animal waste product, including child care worker, laboratory worker, those who are working in the sewage, such as on. Worker exposed to the dust contaminated or dust containing pathogen, of course, a lot of them we have, including building cleaner, build constructor, and many other, and those who are working in the air condition, and many other, you can really follow them. Now, there is so many classification of the biological hazard. I mean, definitely in the workplace. So many, but the best classification is that they link the disease and to the occupation of the person. Link disease and occupation of the person. This classification, they classified the hazard material into six categories, or the biological hazard into six categories. So we said in this classification, we are linking the disease with the occupation. Please move on to Skitun. عجيب البنات ليش يحكون كثير. والله عجيب. بعدين ذكروني احكي لكم حكايه. Okay. So, who are they? First of all, we have those contact with the infected living animal, contact with the, of course, infected living animal. And the example of disease, we are linking the disease with the occupation. So the occupation is who are taking care of infected animal, living, of course. Brucellosis, we have acute fever, plague, and so many others. Contact with the contaminated animal product. Animal product. Okay, we have brucellosis, you remember, in the first semester. There is plague, there is anthrax, hemorrhagic fever, leptospirosis, and so on. Those in contact with the tick, flea, or mite bite, there is a lot, okay, of disease. Contact with the human or animal waste product, HIV, hepatitis A, leptospirosis, and schistosomiasis. Contact with the infected patient or with the blood of infected person, of course, a lot of this. We have the disease AIDS, hemorrhagic fever, We have hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and so A, and so many other. So the diseases, hepatitis C, B, and hemorrhagic fever, while the occupation is in contact with the patient or contact with the blood of infected person. Rising dust containing pathogen, those and the disease is leptospirosis. We said it is a very huge problem in the workplace. Then we have to do prevention and control. The main thing in prevention is to do elimination of these substances. نمحيها. So elimination of the biological agent from the workplace, it is a fundamental, it is an essential. It's a fundamental way for prevention. It is a fundamental for prevention and control of the biological agent in the workplace. So how can we do this? I would like to eliminate it. First of all, I have to identify. And not only you remember, we said I'm identifying and then to see whether it is in a dangerous state or not. So identifying the causative or the biological hazard and then doing management. Definitely this is the way I have to go through. So in identifying of the biological management, we say of the biological hazard, sorry. So in this case, employer and safety professional اللي يشتغلون بالفاكتوري must take time to identify the biological hazard. Not only identify, but also they have to know the concentration and the way it comes and so many things. So that's why they have to take a time. They have to take a time to identify the biological hazard. And accordingly, they will develop a plan for the management of this. Or in another word, they have to develop a plan to prevent the biological hazard. So when we do an assessment of the biological hazard, first of all, if a patient came to me, first I have to ask, are the employees or is this employer working around people who have a communicable disease? في حدا معاك بالقسم أو بالمكان عنده communicable disease? Okay. Is the potential for employees to be exposed to blood or other things or body fluid? Is there a possibility that this okay, he is exposed to blood or body fluid, whether for a human or for the animal. Is the employee working with or approximate to animal or insect? Working with an or مش بالضرورة, maybe approximate. ما بيشتغل بس قريب. Is the workplace clean from mold and fungi? And also, is the employee working around hazardous material like sewage, هل يشتغل? Okay. All these questions should be answered by the patient. I should ask him, and then he should. Does the workplace have a sharp material that must be cleaned regularly and safely disposed of? هذا اللي يحدث بالعمليات, particularly among the healthcare worker. If there is a biological hazard in the workplace, so do the employees using the personal protective equipment in a proper way? So all these should be answered by the patient. So once we identify the biological hazard have been identified, so in this case, the biological hazard from the workplace, it should be eliminated. We say it should be eliminated as early as possible. Or we have, in order to reduce the ill effect of this material. How do we do that? Actually, there's two ways or two methods to eliminate the biological hazard from the workplace. These are, and actually it's engineering control and administrative control to eliminate, because my aim is to eliminate the biological hazard. So we have administrative way and we have engineering way of prevention in order to illuminate. So we say that illumination is a fundamental things in prevention and control. But it is not always achieved. It could be achieved to illuminate this biological hazard. So if it is not illuminated and I have to do the control and prevention, in this case I have to take another step. The employer should take another step to prevent the exposure of the worker to this material, to this biological hazard. That is by using by providing the personal protective equipment. So this is the third. So in general, there's three ways or three methods, one related to the other. First is the engineering method. Second is administrative. And the third is the PPE, providing a personal protective equipment. I'm going to discuss one by one. Engineering, it is the first line of defense in the biological method. In the biological prevention, So it is the first line of defense to protect the worker from the biological hazard. Engineering control, work to reduce the exposure to the biological hazard through physical method, through physical means. Okay? Definitely from its name. So it is depend on the type of the work. There is certain type of engineering method should be performed. For example, we have containment of the laboratory. This occurred in your laboratory. I don't know whether you have or not. And also there is my microbiological safety cabinet in all the laboratory should be proper ventilation and partial isolation. This is in general. But we can go through one of that. Another thing we have, isolation of our installation of the negative pressure. What do you mean by negative pressure? In the area, in the place, here is a negative pressure. So a strong air comes inside this space. So this strong wave will push out the infected and make a negative pressure, and this way it will be clean. Installation of a negative pressure we can do separate ventilation and air conditioning system separated from our building as well. Use ultraviolet, of course, I am sure it is present in our laboratories, ultraviolet lab. Regular cleaning of the workplace is prevention or extermination. Always we have to use a safety equipment. Okay? All the time we have to use a safety equipment. In addition to that, we have to do proper storage of the biological hazard. A proper transport of the biological hazard and also proper disposal of the biological hazard. So these are through what? Through the engineering. All these are something physical. This is the negative pressure. Now regarding the administrative control, it is the second line of defense. So the first line is the engineering. The second line is the administrative. By the way, مرة جبت سؤال البوست جراجويت first line of biological control in the workplace is PPE and اختار لي PPE. It's wrong. Okay? That's why I insist on this. So it is the second line in defense, it is the administrative. One of the key methods of risk control and that is safe operating procedure, definitely. Not only for the biological, I have to bring a safe operating procedure to do. Employer must detail procedure and the process that should be followed to protect the worker. So if there is a procedure, I should write it in detail for the procedure as well as for the process in detail, step by step, to protect my workers. Okay? So the employer should do that. Okay. Hazard dresses including things such as, and then I have to mention what's the risk. Where are you going to face this risk and what type of risk is and what's the outcome of this risk? So in detail, the worker should have an idea about the procedure as well as the process. And also I have to ask them, this, in this area you have to put on your PPE. So, another thing, it's not only that, but I have to do from time to time a comprehensive education and training for the worker. I have to do a comprehensive education and training and also a comprehensive or adequate supervision for the worker and also limiting the exposure to the biological safety hazard, and also monitoring exposure all the time. Exposure. And, immunization, as we remember, also is important depending on the type of the exposure. And also, not only that, generally sick leave should be given to the patient, to the worker. Leave, yes, for the benefit of the patient, definitely, definitely, and also to protect the other from being contaminated from the patient. A clear emergency procedure should be also separated, should be mentioned to the worker, should be written, and all this should be. So once administer administrative and engineering control have been implemented or should be put, this procedure should be written, okay, in detail, and it should be revised. It should be revised at least once a year, at least, and adopted, updated from time to time. Or maybe we can revise it at the time when we introduce a new things for the workplace, depending on the condition. For some workplace, it should be, there is a changing according to the season, and you know there is some disease that a seasonal trend. So maybe we change the plan from season to season accordingly. But at least, as we mentioned, it should be once a year, at least it should be revised and updated. Now coming to the third one, which is personal, providing a PPE. Of course, you know it, this is this type very well, because we already exposed it during the COVID. Personal protective equipment is the last line. It's not the first. It is the last line of the defense against the biological hazard. So, if the contact with the biological hazard cannot be controlled or cannot be reduced, so in this case, the employees must use the PPE. And they should be adherence to the personal hygiene according to the WHO. So many things, example of PPE, you have laboratory coat, really interesting. Non-permeable gloves, eye protection, mask. We are going to discuss each one, but very, very rapidly. Please enter البنات بهاي. Please. ما بعرف ايش تحكوا. والله لو قصة لا تنتهي لكانت. أي ما يجي الحكي إلا بداخل القاعة. ما عندكم هسه بعد خمس دقائق تطلعون. Okay. So surgical mask. You know we have surgical mask. It is consists of three layers, okay? It provides a barrier to protect against large material. But we have better than the surgical mask. It is N95, and you know it very well. Okay, there is a filter with it, and it is protect against very, very small material. Another thing is protective clothes. This protect all over the body, even from the head till the أخمص القدمين. It should be waterproof or impermeable. Why? To protect the body of the worker, particularly if there is a wound. So to protect the body of the worker or body of the wearer, it doesn't matter, to prevent the contamination into his body. Not only that, also to protect the clothes of the worker. So in this case, his or her clothes will be clean when he or she go back home. It will not affect the family member. So to protect the body as well as the clothes of the worker. Of course, this should be disposable. That's why I keyed it to our phone. Okay? And it should be fit to the wearer or to the worker, and not, okay, not to prevent him from or to disturb him from doing his work good. So it should be fit for him. Okay. This cloth should be checked before use. If there is a damage, he should not use it and he should replace by another one. And as we said, it is a disposable. If it is contaminated, it should be disposed. Okay? And when we dispose it, we have to put it in a bag and seal this bag tightly. And then on this bag, we have to put a note that it is a dangerous material or biological hazard. So all these steps should be followed through. Another thing is safety, goggles and glasses. It protect the face and the eye from the contaminated, from contamination, from the contaminated blood or body fluid, particularly among surgeons. So this will be, should be cleaned when it is contaminated, should be cleaned and sterile, and then put it in a plastic bag and reuse it again. We have to check them from time to time and replace the damaged one. We should never use the damaged one. Another thing is gloves. I know all these, you know it very well, okay? So, gloves protect the hand from the contaminated blood or from the contaminated droplet of the infected person. And it's not only contaminated the hand, but also it prevents the infection to go through my eyes, through ear, through mouth. So in this case, can avoid infection to the eye, mouth, and throat, and other things. And also it protects the open wound from being contaminated when I put on my gloves. So I will prevent contamination of the, if there is a wound. So, another thing, so we have shoes covered. Inshallah, you wasn't jail when you go to the surgery. Yes. So this should be okay. Should be waterproof and should be put on. And then we have to leave it when we finish from our work and to the workplace. Okay. So to ensure the protection of the, all these, all the personal protective equipment.
السلام عليكم يا شباب. طالب كرم صالح يجي لي بعد انتهاء المحاضرة. موجود؟
هيا.
طيب بعد المحاضرة أمر عليك.
Okay, so all the PPE should be correct, selected, or should be selected in a correct way. It should fit us properly. And also, it should be maintained and stored in a correct way. Reusable equipment should be clean and then sterilized, and any damage should be replaced. And okay. Now, another way for controlling is sterilization. And I can tell you how could you follow through or you see it during the COVID. Sterilization, of course, there is different way in doing sterilization by using ultra heat or high pressure, mungkin disebut, or some biocides. Okay, complete sterilization process should include disinfecting the contaminated premises. وهذا شفتوه during COVID. صح. sterilizing the people, yes, but you don't sterilize the door, here, could those equipment, they should sterilize completely, okay? So it's not only the worker or the human being, but all the things they should be. Through cleaning and sterilizing all these. Of course, the effective of sterilization depended on the so many things, depending on the type of the microorganism, okay, and its property, depending on the level of organic material, depending on the duration of them affected, and concentration, and so many other things, it depended upon. Okay. Sterilization must be carried out by strict safety guidelines and taking personal protection also. We have, what do we say? We have personal hygiene, of course. In personal hygiene, what we are going to do, or what we are ask to wash the hand, into inshallah bukra decision, washing the hand before starting the work and after finishing the work. And washing the hand before putting on the clothes, protective clothes, and after taking off. So this is important, very important, before and after. Believe me, we did a study, بالكرب مستشفى أخرى شفنا بس يمكن 1% sorry 1% من الفيزيشن ومن النيرس اللي washing their hands before the war. According to the WHO, it should be before and after. So this is not good. And also even after the war, 80% only they wash their hands. Okay. So these are the regulation of the WHO that we have, or we should not have, to wash our hands before and after the war, and also the washing hand before and after taking or wearing the protective clothes. So washing the hand should be thoroughly and also should be used sterile material. Now, please, let's do slides back in. Okay, so hazard control, employer should have a written plan. I told you from the beginning, the plan should be written in detail, okay? Should identify the causative and hazardous material, how to control it, and how to manage it. Management and control all the biological hazard present in the world. This should be, should be written. And that the plan should be easily accessible by the worker. كل العمال لازم easy to be approaching, to see it accessible to employees. And then outline what hazard, how to be avoided, okay? And the procedure and process that should be used to control it or manage it. And also training. From time to time, we have to do a training course for them. And as I told you, this should be
Okay.
Biological hazard control plan should be, I told you, written in detail, and it should be revised at least once a year, okay? and then update it regularly according to the state of the status of the biological. Finish almost. This is just كملخص. Prevention and control, of course, the fundamental is to eliminate the source of the biological. So this is done. First slide, my engineering. And أنواع engineering, already we mentioned. Okay, and then in addition with the engineering, administrative method, and the last line is the providing or provision of personal protective equipment for كل أنواعها اللي أنتوا عرفتوها. Well, thank you very much. أطول أحسن. أي سؤال؟ مطلوب يا كرم.
يلا روح يا كرم.